Je suis curieux.
ערב טוב לכל הקהל, ברשות הרבנים הגאונים, רבני הקהילה, קהל קדוש. ביקור קצר בסאו פאולו, הגעתי יום שני בבוקר, ומחר אני מקווה להמשיך בדרכי, אבל זכות גדולה לבקר בקהילה יקרה זו, and to share with you Divrei Torah. I was asked to speak in English, and I speak whatever language I am asked to, and whatever language people will understand. That is our duty, and that is our mission. And this week's parsha is Parshas Bishalach. We learn about the climax of Yetzias Mitzrayim and Shirat Hayam. What is it that we take away from the amazing, miraculous story of Yetziat Mitzrayim? When Bnei Yisrael are terrified, before them they see the sea. They look back and they see the Egyptian armies approaching. They cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayomar Hashem al Moshe, Matitz akelai, daber el bnei Yisrael v'yisau. And one wonders, Matitz akelai, what are we supposed to do when we are in danger, if not cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What a strange question, Matitz akelai, daber el bnei Yisrael v'yisau. Three giants, the Or HaChaim, the Nefesh HaChaim, and Rabbi Pinchas Mekoritz. If anybody in the audience is not familiar with these giants of yore, Or HaChaim HaKadosh was one of the great Izgedolim of the Sephardi heritage, Rabbi Chaim ben Attar. Nefesh HaChaim was the greatest disciple of the Vilna Gaon, Reb Chaim Volozhin, and Reb Pinchas Mekoritz, a disciple of the Baal Shem Tov. No coalition could get better than this. And all three explain, sometimes, as at that moment, the challenge is not prayer, but emunah and betochen. Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, right now, it's not the time for tefillah. Daber el bnei Yisrael v'yisau, let them plunge into the sea, and then they will merit a miracle. Yetzias Mitzrayim is about emunah and betochen. V'yar Yisrael et hayad hagdolah asher asah Hashem b'Mitzrayim, v'yaminu b'Hashem u'v'Moshe avdo. Baruch Hashem, I had the schus to write 35 sforim. One of my sforim is Minchas Osha and Amunah v'Betochen. And the introduction to that sefer, I quoted the Rambam, Pirush HaMishnah at the end of Masechet Brachos. The Rambam writes, Yakar be'enai lelamed ikar me'ikarei emuna yoter mekol asher alamdehu. The Rambam was the ultimate teacher, the first and greatest codifier of halacha, the greatest Jewish philosopher, one of the great commentators of Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. And the Rambam says, to teach one principle of emunah and betochen means more to me than anything else I could teach. And I quoted that Rambam in my introduction to my humble sefer, an emunah v'betochen. And the end of Masechet Makis, Bach Havakuk, v'hemidan al achat, v'tzadik be'emunato yechieh. So the Novi Havakuk as other Nevi Yisrael saw a need to narrow down the most fundamental principles of Yiddishkeit. What do we need to focus on? Ma'u ikar ha'ikarim shekol gufei Torah tluyin bo v'tzadik be'emunato yechye. And Amuna needs to bring us to Kabbalat Ol Malchut Shamayim. If you believe, then you need to adhere. If you believe, then you need to listen. If you believe, you need to perform. B'Leil HaSeder, there is one posuk, and only one posuk, that we quote four times. And whenever I say this in public, nobody remembers or guesses which is the posuk we quote four times B'Leil HaSeder. Ba'avur zeh asa Hashem li. So if we quote this posuk four times, B'Leil HaSeder, probably it carries a very fundamental message, B'Leil HaSeder. So we should know what we are saying. So what is the kavona? Ba'avur ze asa Hashem li. Rashi on the Torah and Parshas Boy. Ba'avur ze asa Hashem li, kedei she'akayem mitzvotav. Yetzias Mitzrayim conveys two fundamental messages. One is emuna ve'betochen. Vayaminu ba'ashem uve'moshe avdo. And the other is ba'avur zeh kedei she'akayem mitzvotav. And I think these two fundamentals are two sides of the very same coin. When we see Yad Hashem, we witness His miracles and His mercy, we are obliged to do His will. Kili b'nei Yisrael avadim, avadayhem asher hotzeti otam me'eretz Mitzrayim. But the lessons of Yetzias Mitzrayim are not only about observance. The Ramban, at the end of last week's Parsha, at the end of Parsha's Boy, the Ramban writes, why is it so important to forever remember Yetzias Mitzrayim? So many mitzvahs were given just to bear in mind, to bring to mind Yetziat Mitzrayim. The Ramban explains, min hanisim hagdolim v'hamefursamim, adam mudeh benisim hanistarim, shehem yesod kol haTorah kula. She'ein lanu chelek b'Torat Moshe, ad sheneida, shekol dvareinu v'mekreinu hem nisim, ve'ein behem teva, v'minhago shel olam. From the miraculous, supernatural miracles, Aseret HaMakot, Kriyat Yam Suf, phenomena that is above and beyond the realm of nature, we are to learn about the miracles of concealment, the hidden miracles, the concealed miracles, the miracles that are with us, as we say in Berachos HaYedoyah, in the Shemoneh Esrei and Tefilas HaAmidah, Al Nisecha v'al Nifloatecha shebechol yom imanu erev haboker v'tzoharayim. The miracles of our daily lives. So when we remember the supernatural, miraculous, amazing events of yore, we are to learn to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our day-to-day lives. Elokim has the numerical value of Hateva, the miracle of nature. Those are the hidden miracles we are to appreciate when we remember the miracles of Yetziat Mitzrayim. The Rambam, in the very first principle of Yud Gimel Ikarim, אני מאמין באמונה שלמה שהבורא יתברך שמו הוא בורא ומנהיג לכל הברואים, והוא לבדו עושה ועשה ויעשה לכל המעשים. Similar to the Ramban I just quoted, the two giants, everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything is Hashgacha Pratit. Our lives are miraculous. The Ramban and the Rambam were not only the greatest teachers of Torah in the days of the Rishonim, they were not ignorants. The Rambam was one of the greatest physicians of his day. What is not well known, the Ramban was a physician as well. And it's twice in Tshuvas HaRashba that the Rashba testifies that the Ramban was a doctor. So they were obviously aware that our world is dictated by laws of nature. They were aware that there are laws of nature. And everything in nature is predetermined. We know exactly when the sun will rise and when the sun will set. But they also knew, and they teach us, who created the laws of nature, who maintains the laws of nature, who makes them work, Erev Uvoker Vetzohorayim. HaMechadesh B'Tuvo B'Chol Yom Tamid Ma'aseh Bereshit. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could create a million worlds, and each of them would have another set of physics, of chemistry, of astronomy. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu could create a million worlds that will be totally spontaneous, with no rules and no laws. And one day the sun will rise in the east and sunset will be in the west. The other day the sun will come up in the west and sink in the north. And then the next day the sun wouldn't come up at all. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only one. Takuf ubal yecholos, ubal hakachot kulam, ve'ein od milvado. It is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will that the world should be dictated by fixed rules of nature. But there is no other force in the world, no other power in the world. And nature is the makings of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kol dvareinu v'mekreinu hem nisim. ואין בהם טבע ומנהגו של עולם. אני מאמין באמונה שלמה, הבורא יתברך שמו הוא לבדו, עשה ועושה ויעשה לכל המעשים. And to appreciate Yad Hashem is one of the most basics of our amina, of being Jewish. The past 15 months have been extremely painful in Israel, as you all know. Terrible war, and we lost thousands of young people in battle, in terror, and we all hope it will be over very soon. It would be amazing if it would be breaking news in the entire world that all the waters in Gaza and in Lebanon turned into blood. Just imagine what an item that would be in all the news. And a week later, the world is still reeling about this crazy phenomena. One will leak later. All the outlets will have new news that a billion frogs came out of all the waters in Gaza and in Lebanon. They overran the country, totally disrupting every activity, and they stopped exactly at the Lebanese border. Didn't happen, and don't expect it to happen. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says in his Torah, Va'anochi hastir, hastir panai, biyom ahu. And in later generations, we don't merit open supernatural miracles, but we need to see miracles in our everyday lives. And in this war, we saw many miracles. You just need to open your eyes, your minds, and your hearts to see Yad Hashem and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mercy and His Rachamei Shamayim. We saw so many miracles. I've shared many times, more than 2 years ago in my house, I had a meeting with senior commanders and Rabbanav of the army. And they were discussing with me if war breaks out in the north and the Hezbollah has 150,000 rockets and projectiles, we could expect up to 500 casualties a day. And we were discussing various different questions regarding burial, al pi halacha, temporary burial. Yes, tens of thousands of rockets were shot at Israel, and the number of casualties was miraculously low. For us, as Jews, each one of them is one too many and one too much, and we grieve over every one of them. But we need to see Rachamei Shamayim. And there were so many miracles. And that is what the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim is all about. When you believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the miracles of yore, you come to appreciate and see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the miracles which the Ramban defines, Hanisim Hanistarim, Shehem Yesod Kol HaTorah Kula, Shein Lanu Chelek B'Torat Moshe, Ad Sheneida, Shekol Dvareinu V'Mekreinu Hem Nisim, Em Behem Teva U'Min Hago Shel Olam. Hashem Hu HaElukim, Shem Havaya, Yud Kai Vav Kai, always indicates supernatural phenomena. Kodesh Baruch Hu Mahave Kol Havayot, He is the Creator. Shem Elokim conveys hidden miracles. Hanhagat HaOlam. These two names of a Kodesh Baruch Hu also convey Din and Rachamim. Elokim indicates Midat HaDin, judgment, while Shem Havaya always indicates Rachamim, Chemla, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mercy. I heard from my great Rebbe many times, the Kleisenberger Rebbe, who was a giant of our time. When we are Mekabel on Malchut Shemayim, and a Yid says, Shemay Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, we cover our eyes. Why do we cover our eyes? Shochan Aruch explains not to be distracted, because the first Pasuk in Kriyas Shema requires Kavanah. But the question is, so why wouldn't it be enough to close your eyes? Lifting your hand and covering your eyes seems to be a symbolic gesture. So the great Kleisenberger Rebbe said, we cover our eyes because in the lives of every individual, of every community, and definitely in the lives of our people, sometimes we have beautiful days of blessing, of happiness, of serenity. Sometimes life becomes tough. So we cover our eyes, conveying a message we believe, Hashem Elokeinu, Rachamim and Din, Hashem Echad. It all comes from Shem Havaya, from Midat HaRachamim. And that is what the great Tana Rabbi Akiva taught us. Kol Da'avid Rachmana Letav Avid. We try to feel and we believe, even though it is difficult to see. And that is why we cover our eyes when we say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And this is one of the greatest struggles in the life of every person of faith, of every Jew. Tzadik v'ra lo. Why do bad things happen to good people? The ultimate sefer of suffering is Sefer Iyov. Tzadik v'yoshor, and he had so much pain. The Ramban, in his introduction to Sefer Iyov, writes, Yesh dovar echod. There is one phenomenon that caused many people to turn away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One phenomenon, Mad'iv ha-levav ha-machshavot v'mach'iv ha-levavot, troubles your mind and it pains your heart. When we see tzaddikim and wonderful people suffering, so that is the book of Iyov. So when tragedy strikes, it is inevitable that people ask, why? So we are mischazek in emuna and betochen, closing our eyes, covering our eyes, and loudly saying, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Many times I said, when tragedy strikes, it is natural that people ask why. But I think we should be asking why every day in the morning and every day and night. In the average life of each and every one of us, probably 90% of the time or more, life is great. Your kids are well. Everyone is happy. There's bread on the table. I think every day in the morning, when we say, Mode ani lefanecha melachai v'kayam, shechzarta bi nishmati, a person should ask, why? Why is what life so wonderful? Why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu so great to me? What have I done to deserve all this blessing? And what could I do to deserve what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving me? The question why should be asked not only when life gets rough, it should be asked every day and many times a day. Why is life so great? Do I deserve this? And what is it that I could do to be worthy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's blessing? And if we would ask why when life is great, I think we would need less asking why when life becomes rough. Sometimes people suffer, and that's an awakening call. Vayishman yishurun v'yevat. And when life is great, you forget to thank HaKadosh Baruch. So if we would get up every day in the morning and go to sleep every day by night asking, why? Why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu so great to me? And why is life so wonderful? We wouldn't have to ask why that much when tragedy strikes. That is the greatest gula for Rachamei Shamayim. Thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The other day here in Brazil, I shared a thought which is very precious to me. What is the first pasuk we say when you get up in the morning? Moda ani lefanecha, melachai v'kayam, shechzarta bi nishmati b'chemla. What is the pshat moda ani? Hoda'a or hodaya? Admission or gratitude? The word mode, b'lashon HaKodesh, has two different interpretations. There's a major sugi in Bava Metzia, Modeh b'miktzat. Modeh b'mikzat is not saying thank you. He acknowledges, he admits, I owe you 50% of your claim. So every day in the morning when we say Modeh ani lefanecha, is that admission or gratitude? To me, it is both. And I'll explain why. According to the Gemara in Brachas Dav Samech, quoted in the Rambam, the two in the Shulchan Aruch Samemem Vav, the first thing a person is supposed to say in the morning is not Modeh ani lefanecha. This verse is found nowhere in Chazal, neither in Rambam nor in Shulchan Aruch. The first thing you say in the morning is Elokai neshama shenatata bi tehorahi. The Rash, his great son, the Tur, and the Shulchan Aruch explain, why is that not our minag? Because we don't want to say Shem Hashem before Natilas Yadayim. The very first source in which we find Modeh ani lefanecha is Seder Hayom, Rabbi Moshe ben Machir. So it is clear to me that Modeh ani is an abbreviation of Elokai, Neshama Shenasatu. So what do we say in Elokai Neshama Shenasatu? Ata barata, ato yetzarta, ato nafachta mi. Vata atid litla mimeni. That is admission. And then we say, kol zman shanishama bikirbi, Modeh ani lefanecha, adom kan haneshemot. And that is gratitude. Modeh ani is an abbreviation, takzir shel Elokai neshama. So every day when you get up in the morning, don't take life for granted. Sometimes people go to sleep by night and they do not get up in the morning. You open your eyes every day in the morning, try to realize, to appreciate. The fact that I opened my eyes this morning is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to give me another day. Acknowledge. Admit, realize, appreciate, and then it is only natural that you will also say thank you, and your heart will be filled with gratitude. So when we read the Chumash about Yetzias Mitzrayim, the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim is all about Emunah and Betochen. Emunah and Betochen that need to lead to Kabbalat Malchut Shamayim. בעבור זה עשה השם לי בצייתי ממצרים כדי שאקיים את מצוותיו. Take upon yourself to adhere to all the mitzvahs. Shabbos, kashrus, taharas ha-meshpocha, kviyas itim l'toira. Davening three times a day and trying to daven with minyan three times a day. And also thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for his miracles. Not only for the miraculous, fantastic miracles, but the hidden miracles of your daily life. Al kol nishima u nishima tahalil ya. Every breath, thank you, Kodesh Baruch Hu. You get up in the morning. First of all, realize, Kodesh Baruch Hu decided to give me another day, to give me back my neshama, and thank him, and thank him. And appreciate every moment of blessing that you have in this world. Understand that it is all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We should all be able to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'simcha u'benachas. And it is likely that we will have less challenges in life. And we will have less struggle with Chayav Adam Levarech Al Ara Keshem Shehu Mevarech Al Tova. So I'm leaving tomorrow, and my bracha to each and every one of you is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give you so much good health and many more years of nachas and simcha and atzlocha in all your endeavors. So much tzedakah comes out of this community, and many people I have met in the past few days, my bracha to all of them is you should be able to give as much tzedakah as you would want to. And I think that's a great bracha. Kodesh Baruch Hu should bless us all to see nachas from our children, from all the young children of this community, shekulam yigdelu litiferet, ohavei Hashem, yirei shemo, talmidei chachamim, ha-me'irim et ha'olam. We should all be zeichet together, bekarov b'yomeinu, to see pnei Moshiach, tzidkenu, b'meheru v'yomeinu, amen.